All right, welcome to another episode of Hair Biz Radio with your hosts, Zakira and
Mikey.
And we're back like we never left.
Yes.
We are actually sitting in the new Hair Biz Radio studio.
Podcast studio. Content creation studio.
And I love it. Like there is, you see the chairs. They're actually very comfy. You probably can see, but we have like a pink curtains going across the wall here. You see the flower wall. Shout out to Mary Margaret for putting this together. She's like amazing at this.
She's really good.
And then, yeah, we have like everything, the light panels. We have Dowie in the back over there operating everything, cameras. It's like the full shebang. So it actually looks really, really good. The process of where we started at in the 444 building, which was a small like office building. And we had like it wasn't a sheet, but it was like a background that was just up.
It was like photography paper that wasn't hung properly.
Yeah, it was photography paper. That's exactly what it was. That was not hung properly. And it was like a 6 foot or 12 foot table that we set out on the same side with mics that were not these. And it was great to start. I mean, it was like, okay, we're getting started and then we're keeping going. And then when Private Label moved to the new building, there was we actually were using Mikey's office.
Yep.
We were using Mikey's office, which had a great background that was decorated very nicely. And then we moved up to the studio on the third floor in the Private Label store off of Memorial Drive. And then now Mikey built this podcast studio and it looks so great. I'm not sure if you guys can see, but Mikey actually painted these black walls himself.
She is very proud of that. That's actually the darkest green ever.
So are you serious?
Look, you can kind of see it with the light on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, I thought it was black. Cool. Okay, I do like that.
Cool.
They look very great. So if you ever need any painting for your home or business, just call Mikey because he's a painter.
It's funny, actually. You know what's interesting? So I do Dallas and I do a monthly luncheon for hair business entrepreneurs.
Yes, I did see that.
So Private Label, we get 10 clients together. And we take them all out to lunch for 2 hours. Private Label pays for everything. And we discuss everything going on in the hair industry, try to give them tips for their business. Dallas is the hairstylist side, and I'm more of like the marketing and business side. So I had someone who follows me on Instagram. That's Moran Mikey. My editor can put it right there. Moran Mikey, if you guys want to check me out on Instagram. She says, Mikey, I'm watching you do all this stuff. She says, I saw you Sunday at 7:30 in the morning putting down carpet. She's like, I can't believe
you did that.
She's like, I can't believe you were doing all that stuff. And I was like, yeah. And she's like, I just thought you would hire someone. And then I looked at Dallas. I was like, Dallas, have we ever done some things? And, you know, opening the stores and everything. I have Dallas upside down on a ladder complaining. I'm a hairstylist. Mikey, you have me painting. You have me building furniture.
That's hilarious.
This is part of the process. And you know what? I could have hired someone to do this. But the podcast studio is so special to us that it's one of those things that I really appreciate getting in here. And it's more special to me to having built this myself.
Yeah. And it looks very, very great. It looks amazing.
And it turned out pretty good.
Yeah. And I love the panels over here, the white ones. It complements. It gives it some
A little texture.
I love it.
A little texture.
So today we're actually going to talk about the podcast studio, the studio up on the third floor, and then we're going to go into content for leading up to 2024, but also maximizing the content that you have, and which I think is a very great conversation because we are in a world of now we have ChatGPT, we have a new version of Twitter, we have YouTube that has changed a lot of things on the back end. We have Facebook Creator. Like there's a lot of just different things that we can talk about when it comes to content and content building.
And for sure, content creation. It's funny because in the studio, so if you guys don't know, we have this new thing called Private Label Studios and we are creating live content. And then I'll go into how we break it all down because it's something that you can maybe take pieces of and implement into your business. But I had Derek J, who's a very, very well-known hairstylist. He's done everything in the hair world. And I said, well, Derek, you know, I showed him the podcast studio. I said, well, the hair business is slow right now, so we might as well just create a bunch of content. And he's like, yep, that's why. He's like, whatever you need before. He's like, I'll be here because I told him how we'll have him on the podcast.
Yeah.
It'd be great. So in slow times of the hair industry, you need to be creating content. You need to keep your brand out there. So when, you know, people are done wearing, you know, braids and other kind of hairstyles.
Yeah, but I will say the hair that is in my braids is actually private label hair.
Okay. We actually, I don't know if you, I don't think I told you this. We sell the bulk hair now.
No, you didn't. Because what I did was I took the micro lengths that I had and cut the tips of them.
Yeah. So we have the raw bulk hair to start, and then we'll get some of the less expensive for people that want to go all in on these.
Nice. Hairstyles. And different textures.
Yeah. The curlier styles.
Oh, awesome. Because I'm actually, when I take these out, I'm going to get more braids and I'll need some curly hair.
Well, there we go. But getting into the content creation, I thought the studio, it was time. You know, Zakir and I've struggled over the last 5 years of doing the podcast of always being consistent. Mm-hmm. But I feel like if we have the studio, I think we're both better with our time management now and getting on the calendar.
Definitely, both of us. I can speak. Yes, definitely.
So we're going to get more things scheduled. I'm excited about that. Working with more guests and more opportunities because one interesting thing, which you might not know, is this podcast for us is also great for building relationships.
Mm-hmm.
One, I recently was introduced to a new client of ours that's in the hair industry, a little different space, not going to go too much into it. She was running a seven-figure business. Mm-hmm. And this isn't someone just being like, oh yeah, we were doing a million a year. Like, I have access to the Shopify store. I can log into the Shopify store and see what the real numbers were.
Mm-hmm.
Seven plus figures.
Mm.
So she was struggling with somebody else that was helping run the back end. And the reason why we got introduced is we had a friend of hers on the podcast. And when she was having trouble with this other hair company that was trying to do what we specialize in, mm-hmm. running the back end with, you know, packaging, doing all the inventory, shipping, everything else, said, oh, you have to talk to Mikey. He's like the guy. She's like, oh, I've never heard of this company. Right. So when someone says, by the way, I haven't heard of your company, that just means you have more marketing to do.
Yeah.
Okay. So we met, great time, great introduction. So thankful for that podcast interview that helped us connect with this new partner because it's not like a drop shipper that we have because we obviously do a lot of drop shipping.
Right.
We have our partner program where we work with people that are in the, you know, the mid sixes to seven figures and we kind of take over the whole back end. So podcasting is great for relationships.
Yeah, that is very true. And that is very true. It is great for relationships. And so when you talk about relationships, building relationships offline, when it comes to like sitting at a table like this with having guests who run their own businesses, it's also important that you're building relationships online too. And so when we talk about social media and content creation. I actually came to the private label office a couple of days ago and sat down with Mikey and we were literally talking about content creation. And it's so important that you're consistently creating content and marketing the content because if you're not in front of your audience faces on a consistent basis, they'll forget about you. To what Mikey told me was it was gold, literally gold. And then I went to a real estate event, the other night and she was talking about how she touches her clients 18 times throughout the year. That's like a little more than once per month because when you're selling property, just like when you're selling hair, people aren't buying hair every single month. People aren't buying property every single month. So it's like you want to stay in front of them. That way a year goes by and they need another property. They see you consistently. 3 months goes by and people need to buy or purchase more products or more hair products, you're consistently in front of them, whether it's a video, whether it's an email, whether it's a tweet, whether it's whatever it is, a podcast clip, whatever it is, you want to make sure that you're always consistently in front of the people. And so one thing that I love is Mikey building the studio on the third floor so that other hair artists, other salon owners, other product owners can come in and literally film content that works in favor of both people. It works for a private label because it's going on private label's channel, but then it also works for them because now they have content to post on their social media channels as well.
It's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, I think so. And I think that, I know we always go back to the Facebook group, the beginning where we would have like those one-on-ones or we would do the webinars mm-hmm. or we would have the events in the townhouse and people would come. And a lot of things that we always hear is, I'm stuck or I don't feel comfortable in front of a camera or I don't feel comfortable talking on a microphone. And it's like, we're in 2023. I'll never forget. I shared this story with somebody the other day. And when Mikey and I first started the podcast, we were just kind of flowing. Like, I think it was my first time. I had been on a podcast before because I had my book, but it was the first time where I was actually like hosting a podcast and I was actually creating the content and the questions around the people who we were interviewing. And around that, I was also out speaking and I was on stages and I was getting paid to do it. And then one day I had a speaking engagement. It was like far north Georgia. And before I went on a stage, I had a table set up. My best friend was with me. And before I went on, I was like, dang, I just got anxious. Like I felt so scared. I'm like, where is this coming from? And since that day, I have not felt comfortable being on a stage, like speaking about just anything, but I feel comfortable on a podcast because it's like, people aren't just staring at you on a stage and they're expecting you to give them a story and points in between and then a wrap up and then claps. And then you got to make sure people are actually listening and following along with you. And so for so long, I was like, dang, like, why do I have anxiety now all of a sudden? And I think society played a big role in that, social media, all of those things. But then I also thought about maybe my gift isn't necessarily on a stage in front of people, but it's behind a camera where people can still see me. And so I think it's important that you get in your confidence lane and you rock out, like you attack it to the fullest. So for the people who are afraid to get behind a camera, just notice that no one is in front of the camera, like looking at you. It's just you and the camera, and you just be your most authentic self. I think it's very vital in 2023 going into 2024 that you are putting out video content, because where blogs are amazing still right now, they're building the back end. They take time to actually build traffic to your websites. Video, people are watching video more than they're actually going to go read a blog post, like the full blog post.
Yeah. So it's actually funny you say that, because what year was that happened to you?
It had to be 2017
or 18,
19, 20, 23. That was 4 years ago. 2020. It was between 2017 and 2018 because my godson hadn't been born yet. It was 2017.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So one of the things and reasons why we do this podcast is to create content. So we have, this is long form content. Mm-hmm. So this podcast goes on YouTube and yep. Then the audio version goes all the podcasts, you know, all the podcasts, Apple, Spotify, everything else. Mm-hmm. Then we take this and cut it up into short form content, right? So that is for Reels, Shorts, and everything else.
Yeah.
Something new, if you guys are creating content for Shorts, YouTube just did an update. Some people don't know this, is if you are watching this and this is a short form that my editor cut up, then there's gonna be a link probably right about here that is gonna go to the full podcast. So after you post your short, you can go into the actual creator, I think it's Creator Studio or the studio part of YouTube, and it has a related video. You make that the related video and it becomes a link on your shorts.
That's really good. YouTube. Yeah.
So what that does is a lot of people are flicking fast through YouTube shorts, just getting quick bits of content. Mm-hmm. But then if you get them over to click over to the link to the long form, you probably are a better chance of getting a subscriber.
That's actually really good. And that's another angle, because a lot of times people aren't wanting to look at a full 5 to 8 minute video on YouTube. Like the YouTube short is more like, okay, get in and make sure it's very captivating. Like mm-hmm. You want something that is not just like, okay, I took this clip and it doesn't really do anything or mean anything. You want to make sure it's very, very, very head on strong. That way people want to actually click it to go to the next phase of what you're wanting them to watch. I think it's so great that I look at podcasts now that are out on social media, and a lot of people use, it's clickbait. Like they take mm-hmm. a portion of the conversation that seems very controversial and very like, dang, did they just say that? And then they create a clip forcing people to go on YouTube and actually listen to the full podcast because they want to know, like, well, what were they talking about? Or what is this like? The same thing within this industry. Like, if you have something where you're breaking down or giving valuable information and you cut it off, people are going to want to hear more. So it's like the short and take them to the full video. That's a great.
Or sometimes what people will do is do part one, part two, part three. Mm-hmm. And then what will happen is they'll watch that and it'll say part one. And they want to see the rest. So it forces them to go to your main page. This is real to popular on TikTok.
Two. I was just about Instagram. To say, I see that on TikTok a lot.
And it'll get to your main page. They'll watch part two and part three. And then they say, oh, this is interesting. Maybe I'll subscribe to this person. Mm-hmm.
I did that the other day. I was on TikTok. I use TikTok for a lot of recipes. And so I was on there and they were doing the recipe, but they didn't have like all of the ingredients or something. And it was like, go see part two to see all the ingredients that was used. And I'm like, now I got to go to the page. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do it though, because I want to see it. So I had to go to the page and find the part two. And then I was like, oh, part three, this is what it actually looks like when it's done. So I actually went through the full thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So we take this main podcast and then we will create the short form content. Mm-hmm. Then we take the transcript and convert that into a blog post. Mm-hmm. So what that does is we're getting a blog post on our website with some great content based on our conversation today. We'll actually take the video. So this video gets uploaded to the YouTube channel. So on YouTube, if you go to the main private label page, you have different sections. Mm-hmm. So you have videos, which is regular long form content.
Yeah.
You have live, which you might see something from our studio in, because we now have live broadcasts. Then you have the shorts.
Live broadcasts?
Then you have the shorts, which is the short form content. Now you have the podcast tab. Mm-hmm. YouTube is now the number one way people are consuming podcasts. So what a lot of people will do, they'll watch something like this and just have it on the background and listening while they're working.
Yeah.
So this will be put there. We take that video, embed it on the private label page within that blog post, along with some photos and some other things just to be interested. And then you have all that information all on one page, which is great for SEO because we're going to be linking internally to other pages about other items or topics that we've talked about, other blog posts and maybe some products.
Yeah.
So if I'm talking about these body wave extensions, right? It might show up in the transcript and then we can link over. What's also great for having this on YouTube is we now have a way where you feed your products from your Shopify store to YouTube.
That's it really good.
All your products. And then you'll have, if you're watching this on YouTube on a desktop or even mobile, you'll scroll down just a little bit. You'll see private label products for sale, which you click, it'll actually take you to the product page on the private label website.
That's a whole, it's literally like staying in front of someone consistently. What Mikey just said was we took one piece of content, this podcast, and made it into 6 to 7 different forms of content that can hit people in different places. So if you're not seeing the podcast live on YouTube, you're hearing it on the podcast platform, or you're seeing it on social media, Instagram or TikTok or shorts on YouTube, or you're reading it on a blog post and still seeing the video on the blog post. So it's definitely repurposing content, which we had a whole episode about repurposing content that was really good.
It's funny that she says repurposing content. I'll put a link in the description of this video. So there is a website, repurpose website, repurpose.io. And what it'll do is they're working on, I'm excited about some of the new updates, but I won't go into that right now. Basically what happens is you upload a short form video to TikTok. It'll download that video from TikTok, remove the watermark, which is very important. Mm-hmm. We talked about that before.
Yeah, we did.
You can set up the flow where it will then upload that same video to Instagram, to YouTube Shorts, Facebook Reels, Instagram Reels, LinkedIn, everywhere, because it's very time consuming to do that. The new feature they're gonna have is you can upload it directly to the platform and then you can schedule it at all different times. So maybe you might do 10 o'clock Facebook, 11 o'clock Instagram, 12 o'clock YouTube, and you can really space it out, trying to hit people at different times that they're on the different platforms.
Yeah. I love that. I love that. That's actually really, really great. It's a lot of different tools out there now that you can utilize for stuff like this. And I think it's important to have them. Like we just talked about creating like a schedule or a document to where you know and understand everything that you have to do and documenting how to actually do it so that you can start to delegate those tasks so that you can focus on other things.
There's actually another program I'm playing around with. AI-based. That's called Opus.pro.
Okay.
And what you do is you take your long-form content. I can take this. Mm-hmm. I can feed the link from YouTube or upload the video directly. It will then go through, transcribe everything, and then create shorts that they think could go viral. So this whole video, it might create 10 to 15 short form videos.
Wow.
In the format of the vertical format.
Mm-hmm.
It tries to focus on if someone's moving, it tries to focus on who's moving. So it'll focus on them. And that can quickly, and it'll create the subtitles. And it'll do like that. If you know who Alex Hormozi is, he's big on social media for business stuff. Mm-hmm. And like the way his stuff pops up. And it allows you to create a lot more content.
That's very interesting. Talking about that, I just thought about AI ChatGPT. I don't know if this is a whole nother episode.
It probably is. Okay, we need to have an AI episode.
Okay, we do. We're going to do that, so I won't go deep into what I was about to go deep into. But there are a lot of different programs that you can utilize that you literally, it takes the guesswork out of it. So it's like, there's no more excuses 2023 as to why you don't have content done. Like, you can get scripts created and literally just follow a script on a prompter. Like, there's no reason why you shouldn't be creating content at this big age.
Big age? No, where you get that from? Dawi over there, the producer? Jesus, big age over there.
No, at this point in your journey through business and even the times that we're in, like, it's very vital.
It's never been easier, let me put it that way.
Right.
But you do have to learn the tools mm-hmm. and have access to the tools, so that's important.
Very important.
Which gets me into kind of one of the new things we're doing here at Private Label. We mm-hmm. started this in the beginning of the year. I didn't like the flow and how it worked. We halted everything. I said, okay, let me figure this out.
Mm-hmm.
And we created this whole workflow. So if you are a hairstylist, makeup artist, someone in beauty, we would like to invite you into the Private Label Studios.
Yes.
Which is basically, it's like we have our own salon suite, but it's a real studio. We have all the lights kind of like here. You can't really see, but we have all the lights in the ceiling. We have all these cameras and sound equipment and everything. So what we do is we invite somebody to come into the studio
mm-hmm.
and let's just say Tracy, who makes the wigs via sewing machine.
Now, as you're going through it, I'm going to ask you a question. So for this, do they need to have any sort of, what do they need to do or who do they need to be to actually get access to do this?
So there is a link at the bottom of the Private Label website. So privatelabelextensions.com, mm-hmm. scroll all the way to the bottom. There's a bunch of links. There's one that says Private Label Studios. It shows some photos and kind of goes into a little bit more of what we offer,
mm-hmm.
right? And it's basically we create content together and you fill on a form there and we'll be in touch, right? So that's the way to get in. Basically what happens is we will record. So Tracy will come in and we will record her making a wig with a sewing machine and she's educating along the way.
Yeah.
So she is teaching you how to make a sewing machine from start to finish. This video will be an hour and a half live.
Mm.
Okay. But we're actually not live. So we use another program called Restream. Restream.io. So we use Restream
mm-hmm.
and it creates the video like you're actually going live.
Mm.
The reason we do this is at our office, we don't have access to fiber. If you go live and don't have fiber, the quality is not as pristine as I would like it to be.
Right.
So our initial videos, the quality wasn't as good as I like. Great content, but the quality is very important to us. So we use Restream. We then make these videos go live.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an hour and a half video that lives on the live tab. Early in this conversation, I told you about all the different tabs on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to hit all those tabs. So you have one that goes on the live tab. Then we take that video and my editor will edit it down into say 20 or 25 minutes of the key parts. That comes out a week later
mm-hmm.
under the normal video section. Then we can use Opus.pro. We feed the 20 something minute video in there. It'll make about 15 clips. We take those clips. We can start uploading them to all the social channels for short form. So mm-hmm. Instagram Reels, Facebook Reels, yeah. TikTok, YouTube Shorts, right? Which helps getting more attention for the whole entire channel, whichever platform it is.
Mm-hmm.
Then we take the whole transcript, we create a blog post. So with Tracy, it's usually about 2,000 words. That would take a long time to do.
Yeah.
What's great about it is we're using AI to help us do it. But what's also different is I trained AI how to use the transcript, not off on everything else that it's learned from scraping all these websites.
Yeah.
See?
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't feel like it's AI. It just organizes all this content.
That's really
good. That becomes a blog post on the private label website. Right. So we have a new.
It's given we need a class, like a hair business AI class.
If you guys want it, send me a message on Instagram. Moran Mikey sends Zakir a message. We probably should get this class together. So you create all this. Then we create the blog post. So we have the edited version video at the top of the blog post.
Yeah.
We have some shots. So while Dawi's filming this, he takes the camera and he's actually taking shots. We take those shots and put them as the photos in the blog post. And then halfway through, you have the live version, hour and a half on the page. So if someone comes over to that page and just starts watching the live version, even for 5 minutes, Google's going to be like, hey, this must be a really good page because someone's staying on this, right? It's about keeping people on your website, engaged, and staying on your website.
Yeah.
And then Google ranks that.
I think this conversation is so important because we talk about, like, I would see it in the Facebook group a lot. Like, people would say, well, I've posted on social media, on Instagram, I'm not getting any clients or I'm not making any sales. It's been like almost a year and, you know, nothing is happening for me. But then when you look back and you actually see the type of content or you see how often the content is being put out, it's not always quality content and it's not always answering a problem or creating a solution for someone. It's mainly just buy this or here are my hair extensions. And it's like, you have to get behind that. And because there's, like we talked about, a ton of different hair brands, hair products all over the market. And so what is going to set you apart? And I truly believe that video right now is what is setting people apart. Getting into even how you talked about like the different tools that you're using right now, like finding, getting in the nooks and crannies and doing what people aren't doing, like go the extra mile to break out your content, go the extra mile to have a content day where you, I'm pretty sure there's peer spaces all over. If you're not in Atlanta, like you can go rent a peer space for as little as $25 an hour. And literally you just have 4 hours of content, like get your scripts together and just sit in front of the camera and do whatever you need to do, whether you're making a wig, whether you're showing how to bleach knots on a wig, whether you're showing how to pluck, whether you're showing how to create and put oil in your scalp, like whatever it is, like just do it.
Can you give me 10 more?
No.
No, I'm just kidding.
Whatever it looks like just do it. It's like, time out for excuses.
Right.
And I think I'm in the same place now with my business. Like, you got to just do it. Create sure. And do it. Just put it out. Like, at worst, what's going to happen? And I think for me, I kind of got into a space of like, my confidence wasn't as great as it was before. Like, when I first started with Mikey, I started off like in a hair photo shoot. I had never done a hair photo shoot before.
That's right.
And then from there, like, I started building relationships with people and actually talking to people on a consistent basis on the phones or in the store. And then I wrote a book and I spoke literally for a living. Like, I saw people and was doing all this, and somewhere through it, my confidence like started dwindling down. I don't know what happened, but it was like, I wasn't as confident in myself. And so now it's like, we're in 2023 and everything is like glitz and glam on social media, and you got to wear this and you got to drive this and you got to look like this and do all of this extra stuff. And it's like, just be confident in who you are, whether you have the nicest clothes or the best hair. I mean, of course, if you got your hair from Private Label, it's probably the best, but, or whatever the case may be, like, just be confident and stand strong in who you are. And do the content.
Yeah, because whatever you see on social media, you're never going to be able to keep up.
Yeah, never.
Never.
Never, I mean, never, never.
The clothes, the cars, the looks, the bodies.
Yeah.
And it's unbelievable how much of this stuff is Photoshopped anyway, so don't worry too much.
It's very like, I think we're in this space where like, if you didn't post it, you don't have it or you don't see it. And I think that a lot of people are like, oh, well, I got to make sure that I'm posting this so that people see I'm actually doing this, or I'm at this place, or I'm doing this. And I've never been the flashy person for Instagram. Like, the things that I have, like when I bought my car, like a lot of people would go and be like, oh, look what I got. Mm-hmm. And I have pictures, but I'm like, it ain't your business what I got, because I don't know if I'm gonna keep it for how long I'm gonna keep it, or I don't know. Like, it's just, it's for me. I got it for me, not for anybody else. And it goes back to the highlight reel that you see on social media. Like, you never know what people actually are going through, but it's so crazy to me. I have a love hate relationship with this social media thing.
I get it. I don't put my car on social media. I've never put it on there.
Yeah.
Or maybe one story or something, like I was washing or something, but I don't put my car in there.
People yeah.
need to know.
Yeah. It's like not for you.
Yeah. It's like, who cares?
Yeah. It's not.
I also don't want to give that impression that you have to have all this stuff to live a good life. Cause I was happy when I was broke and had nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy today that I'm doing better than I was when I was broke and had nothing.
Yeah. That's really good. That's actually a really great point. Cause I think a lot of times people will be not financially well off, or in between their financial situations, and they're sad or upset or just not happy. And it's like, you're literally killing yourself from the stress and all of this, all of these different things. And then it's like, when you do get it and you are at a better place, then you become happy. And so now your joy and happiness is based off of a position that you're in life. And life is way too short to be predicted upon based off of how you are financially.
It's interesting saying that about life being short. And one of the things I want you guys to do, and this is something I started, I forgot where I heard this, and then it just really resonated with me, was count your summers. How many good summers do you have left? So people really ask why I travel so much right now. And I say, well, how much longer do I have to travel? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm in pretty good shape for my age and everything, but I don't know, something, you never know. You see these stories, people are fine 1 minute, and next minute, something drastically changes.
That's very true.
Right? So I count my summers. Once you get to say 60, things slow down. Today, I can hop on a plane tomorrow that takes, you know, to go to Thailand, it takes 24 hours,
mm-hmm.
right? And it's, I can still today notice it's a lot more difficult to do relative to when I first started doing that 15 years ago. In 15 years from now, I don't know if I'm going to want to get on that 24-hour flight, even though it's one of my favorite places in the world. I might not want to get on that 24-hour flight. So how many summers do I have left that I can do things at will? Just, you know, jump on a plane.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's actually a really good way to look at it.
Once you count that and you see how small that number is, you realize I really need to seize the day
mm-hmm.
and experience things. Yeah, I wouldn't say go spend all your money traveling and then not run your business.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make sense. You have to find that balance and what works for you and be strategic about it.
Yeah, that's really good. Dang, how many summers do you have left? Now, that can be kind of, that can create fear in some people as well, because it's like, dang.
Well, guess what? A lot of people.
60 summers left?
Yeah, a lot of people need fear.
That's true. They actually get moving.
Right. And it's not how many summers till you die. It's how many summers do you have left that you can do everything that you're doing today.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. So that's, you know, that's probably going to be somewhere in your 60s.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what my dad was like talking about. We had a conversation one day. He was talking about, like, I'm setting myself up now that way in 10 years, because he's in his 50s. So 10 or 20 years, when he starts slowing down, he won't always be speaking or coaching. Like, he won't be as rah-rah how he is now, you know? And it's important to look at that. Even in my 30s, like, I think about, dang, like, if I could live for 60 more years, like, you know, but if not, it's like, dang, half the year is gone. Like, half of the lifespan is kind of gone, or a little less than half, but it's like, you never really know.
Half of your active life is gone.
Yes.
Probably even maybe a little, well, about half right now.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. And that's so interesting to think about.
It's and like, me, okay. It's more than half. So that's why I created the 12-18 schedule.
I absolutely love that. And I look forward to getting to a place where I can do 12 and 18.
So just so you guys know, I'm on a 12-18 schedule. So 12 days I'm outside of Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
I try to leave the country or something along those lines. And then, or be in the US. Either way, I'm happy
somewhere,
either way.
Yeah.
Somewhere I can at least still work.
Mm-hmm.
And then 18 days I'm in Atlanta. So the 12 days is more of like a creative refresh for myself. And I come up, I can really build systems. Mm-hmm. I have no distractions because I'm usually just around my girlfriend or maybe one or two friends for mm-hmm. that time. When I'm in Atlanta, I have a lot more distractions, a lot of other stuff.
So is it that you're working 18 days consistently, or is it that those 18 days are dedicated to work and whatever needs to get done, they're getting done?
So I'm creating all these things during those 12 days. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of it's theory. Mm-hmm. A lot of it's, okay, finishing up some systems and other stuff that I'm struggling, because there mm-hmm. are a lot of things I struggle to do when I'm at home or here in the office.
Yeah.
But if I am in Dominican, mm-hmm. which we love, you know, I can just, it's amazing some of the stuff I can get done. So I know I have a project that I need to get done. For example, it's the custom wig project. I'm mm-hmm. bringing it back. We used to have this custom wig project that was game changer. When all the lace problems happened, everything else, I deleted it all because I was like, I'm not going to pay all this money for this software and everything.
Yeah.
Now that I have to bring it back, it's about a solid 40 hours of work, but it's very complicated and tedious because it's called conditional logic, right? If this, then that.
Oh, yeah.
So I can do that while I am not distracted, hence being in Dominican. Mm-hmm. But while I'm here, there's other things like building out the studio, just a ton of other things, creating content, working with employees as far as training goes, everything else. So that way, when I'm here, though, I don't mind working 18 days. Mm-hmm. If I'm gone the 12, I'm still working the 12. I might in a month, like a full day, no work. I maybe take one day off a month, one full day. It's not necessarily that I advise that, but I'm just at that place where I feel like it's important to really be pushing hard while the hair industry is a little bit slower.
Right. And we talked about that in another
Because episode. That work I put in today will be exponential when things are busy.
Yeah.
If you try to ramp everything up while things are busy, I feel like you're a little too late.
Where do you see yourself slowing down? Like,
I can already tell you I'm already slowing down. Mm. I don't have despite me being very mindful and concentrated on energy management, mm-hmm. I do not have the energy like I did 10 years ago by far, especially when it comes to work. I just can't work like I used to, because I could just wake up at 6 a.m. and work till midnight mm-hmm. just nonstop. If my life depended on it, which is how I usually do things, I'm like, people are like, oh, that's impossible. I was like, if your life depended on it, could you do it? Yes.
That's true.
That's how you have to say some things in business. If your life depended on it, could you get it done? But I don't want to also kill myself mm-hmm. to get some things done, because I am focused on quality of life at this point.
Yes. That's really good. Yeah. Quality of life, I think, is so much more important right now. Like, I feel like early days, teenagers who are building businesses now, or people who are just getting into like their 20s or like mid 20s, it's like, go hard. Yeah, maybe no sleep, that but you got to take care of. Yeah, you got to take care of yourself. I think now in my 30s, I'm on like a health regimen right now. So I've dropped weight without even trying to, but my body feels so much better. Like I have energy. I'm sleeping better. Like I'm eating better. Like there's just a lot of things that I'm like, okay, while I'm 30, let me attack this now. That way when I am 40, I'm not like, oh, I'm trying to figure this out, mm-hmm. you know? But yeah, I think that's so important.
Yeah. If you're talking about work-life balance in your 20s, mm-hmm. you're in trouble, because that is 100% the time that you need to start working on this. I'm not saying it's too late if you're 30s or even 40s, 50s. Yeah,
it's not.
A lot of times, but it gets more difficult as far as energy management, because the reason why you can get a lot of things done is energy. Because if you're tired after half a day or just a normal day, mm-hmm. so if you work that 9 to 5 and you're tired, but you want to be an entrepreneur, you need to push for those couple hours after your shift or before your shift somewhere.
Yeah.
To get this thing going.
I think it goes back to the quality of life. So even like we hear tons of stories about people who have accomplished something in their mid 50s, but it's like, what was their quality of life? Like, when did they start? Like, do they have a family? Do they have access to just get up and go and create and do the things that they want to do? So I think it is tied to quality of life. And then also, it's not too late in your 40s, 50s.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. For me at this point, I can work from anywhere. And this way, it took me some time to set mm-hmm. it up. If I can work and have a view, I don't feel like I'm working. But most of the work I do is not work for me at this point, because I try to mostly focus on challenging things mm-hmm. and coming up with new ideas and more ways to partner with more people and with private label, more ways to create content with people with private label. And I am really at the point where I feel like if we all work together, we can all win. So the people that get that, they come into our system, and we have made a lot of people successful, or people that I've helped kind of mentor in other parts of their lives and businesses. So I think that's really important, and we're just going to continue that mission.
That is really important. And I think back to the content, like the main focus of Private Label even getting started was giving back. Like, you're very big on giving back and creating opportunities for people within the industry specifically, but then also that's just who you are as a person. And I think even building the content creation studio upstairs is one of those ways. Like, even though it's mutually beneficial, it's still like, how can we create to get what Private Label needs, but also how can we help someone else in their business and in their content journey as well?
For sure. Because I mean, someone like Tracy, she's now coming every other week and she does two videos in one day. So we're going to have a Tracy live video once a week and Tracy blog posts once a week and Tracy other videos and Tracy shorts. Now what we're going to do is have that 5 days a week with different stylists. Right. And that's just stage one. I'm not going to go into stage two today because I haven't finished stage one. But when I tell you we are going to create a mass amount of content, that's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
That's what we're focused on.
And so this is to inspire you to get up and literally get started on content. And you all know, like, Mikey has been pretty open from the start as to what we do to build, scale, and grow. And so it's literally like, listen to this podcast and take the tips and the tricks and the tidbits and turn them into something that you can utilize. Like, take the meat and leave the bones. Whatever works for you works. What doesn't, doesn't. But this is a lot of great stuff, a lot of great information.
Yeah, I'm not saying everyone can go build a studio
for and sure.
All this
yeah.
other kind of stuff. That's not really the point of me explaining it.
Exactly.
I explain it in detail because I don't have to tell anyone anything
we're doing. Right, exactly.
But I say it because on a smaller scale, I could inspire you, or something I could say to you could trigger something or an idea that you can use for your business. And that's really what my hopes are, that it helps give you some ideas. Oh, maybe I could work with this person or do this, or a new way to create content and get it out there. And oh, these systems that they use, or this different software that helps, so I can buy back some of my time, can really help you out.
I love that. Yep. And so I know we had talked about we weren't going to get into AI. So I'm actually really excited to do, maybe the next podcast we do will be about AI within the hair industry, because there are a lot of good gems that you can take away from using AI, ChatGPT. I know that a lot of people were thinking that it was going to kind of wipe out all the jobs and stuff and everything that was happening. But I think that it's an asset to building a business in this day and age now. So make sure, anything else you want to add before we
Yeah, actually I got two things. Well, one thing is, so there's a podcast, Shopify Masters, and Shopify is integrating a lot of AI. I had the pleasure of being a guest on the official Shopify podcast, which was very, very cool.
That's I'm exciting.
Obviously a Shopify fanboy. I actually created a commercial with Shopify as far as talking about AI and implementing in the business.
Yes.
And one of the things that I really wanted to make sure that was very clear was, especially here at Private Label, AI is not to replace anybody here at Private Label.
Yeah.
AI is to
enhance,
give you somewhat superpowers in your job. So there's a lot of redundant stuff you have to do in a job. Hopefully we can use AI to eliminate that, and then we can focus on what's next. And there's always going to be a what's
something next.
Right. So it's, let's just get rid of some of these other things that are redundant. If we can remove some of the redundancy, your life at Private Label is better, and you can grow the business, and we can better serve our customers.
That's so true. I love that. I love that. That is really exciting, because a lot of people were scared. Like, dang, am I going to lose my job?
Well, it's not over. There's going to be some jobs lost, but it's going to create other jobs.
That is true. That is very
true. And just someone had a good analogy, was they talked about this in farming, how when they started having, remember farming 100 years ago, there were no machines and other kind of things.
No.
So when the machines came, all of a sudden, you know, the probably you needed 5% of the farmers that you had at that time, once you, because the machines could 100x your output. So that happened. Well, other people would get different jobs and do other things in different industries. It's going to be probably the same thing.
That's true. Even looking into like different trades and stuff, because if you're pushed out of your industry, you got to do something.
For sure.
And which might be great to start a business or a
hair brand. It might be a blessing in disguise.
That's true. That's very true.
So don't worry about it. Just make it happen. Keep going.
That's true. This was really good. Hopefully we inspired you to get up off your behind and go create some content, because I know I need to do the same thing. So make sure you like, comment, and subscribe to the Hair Biz Radio podcast. We put out these episodes to help you all in your journey through hair business. And then if you're not in the hair industry, there's still some really great gems that we discuss that will help you in your other businesses as well. So thank you guys for tuning in. We'll be back with another episode. Make sure you comment or send us a message and let us know if there's anyone in particular that you want to hear on the podcast so that we can get them on.
All right, guys. Bye.